This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
A big Joy welcome to Fabian Andreas.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Let's go right back to the start, because obviously we know you from X Factor, but reading in your bio, now you were age 2 when you're watching Ricky Martin videos and you're dancing around.
Yeah.
Was he a bit of an early inspiration for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I guess being at a young age, straight away, it just hit me. It's crazy the fact that being 2 to 3 years old, Spanish music got inside my blood so quickly. And, yeah, just from then on, it was just music all the way.
Because your family's from Uruguay, so yes. What was it like growing up for you?
It was definitely a lot of Latin music. My dad loves to listen to Spanish radio, and it's just all Spanish music. But I thought at the age of nine, actually, that the jazz bug kind of bit me. So I was in that for about 5 years, but my big passion was always pop music. So I'm so glad that I'm doing that today.
Because you were doing the jazz clubs, weren't you, from like 13?
I was, yeah.
Having a few drinks on the way?
Oh. We won't go into that.
Yeah. You're also a dancer as well. How has that sort of progressed over years? Has that sort of eclipsed your singing, or is it sort of hand in hand?
Yeah, it's actually been a great advantage. It taught me how to sing and dance at the same time, kind of like Beyonce running on the treadmill. It's a great thing to have as a backup, because you want to entertain the crowd as well, and I guess dancing is just one of those factors, hey.
Obviously, you had a little bit of practice and a bit of experience performing for a crowd before your audition for X Factor, so what made you go along and try out?
It was actually on the day of X Factor audition. My dad goes, you know what, X Factor audition's on today, why don't you go and give it a go? So I was like, you know what, why not, there's nothing to lose.
Your audition song was Neo's Because of You.
Yes.
Now, you got all sexy on stage, Fabian.
Stop it.
I've actually met Danny heaps of times.
I took
Danny's hand and you had a bit of a sing-song to her. That's a very smooth move for you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you a bit of a Danny fan?
I am. Her and her sister, of course. I love their music, so... You know what? Why not? If you have the opportunity, just sing to them.
Red Fu is really off the chart. He called you a seasoned well cooker steak, or a seasoned well. You look like a seasoned well steak.
Yeah.
What was
that? Very unexpected. I have no idea where he comes up with his words. It's usually just yeah, man.
Yeah. Baby.
The judges can be quite critical, and they've sometimes got some funny things to say. How did you feel sort of at the reactions, especially, you know, Ronan said you've got an outstanding voice, but you have to have stage presence, but then Danny went along and said that you made like you were singing to every girl in the audience. So there was a bit of a sort of conflict in some of the comments. How did you take all the comments?
Honestly, every time someone gives me any criticism, even if they are, you know, I'm not going to say if they're wrong or not, but even if they're wrong or right, I always take that in consideration, and I just go out there and practice even more, because without practicing, you're not going to get better. So you have to please everyone.
In boot camp, Fabian, you teamed up with Zach and Jaden.
I did
Chasing the Sun. Now, you guys actually got eliminated. And then, of course, they called you guys back and they formed you guys in the tour boy band.
Yes.
What was your initial reaction when you were told, okay, you auditioned as a solo artist?
Yep.
I'm going to put you in a boy band. Were you thinking, not for me, or I'll give this a go?
The thing is, I couldn't really judge. I had to give it a go, because I've never been in a boy band, and I just had to experience it. And to me, it was the best experience I've ever had in my life, because it taught me how to work with people. And I don't look back.
I think one of the most interesting moments was in judges' houses when you sang I Kissed a Girl with the guys.
Yep.
And Nat actually said to you that she would like Nick to take the lead vocals instead of yourself.
Yeah.
That must have been quite cutting, her saying that.
It was very cutting.
She's nasty, that Natalie.
it was quite heartbreaking, because I G'd myself up to prepare and be the lead of the boy band, And then just to get shut down like that, it was a bit heartbreaking. But, you know, that's just how the music industry works. Some people love you, some people don't. You know, it's just, you just got to go along with the flow.
Well, you're moving on from X Factor because obviously you want to do the lead vocal. So the way to do that is to release some solo stuff. So yeah. Tell us a little bit about what you're working on.
Well, at the moment, I'm releasing a song called Blame It On The Radio. And, it's just been all fun and games, doing what I love, music, and doing it the way I like it. So it's just been a fun, wild ride.
Have you got a particular sound or someone or that you, artist you're trying to model yourself on? Or what's the concept, say, if you this is obviously the debut single, but you're going to release an EP. So what's the concept behind it?
Well, basically the concept behind it is all summer feel. So we're trying to get a bit of every artist and try to collaborate kind of everyone to make my own sound. But I guess this first five songs, we're kind of heading in the one direction to Jason Derulo's sound,
mm-hmm.
Just to develop my sound slowly as we go. But definitely in the future, you're going to hear a completely different sound, just known as Fabian sound.
Because you've got some really good people working on your music.
I do,
worked with like Jay Sean and Justice Crew, Tim and Matic, Johnny Ruffo.
Yeah.
They're quite established acts now, and you've got people who have worked with them working on your stuff.
Yeah, I'm actually so grateful for that. It's been such a pleasure working with these great musicians and producers because I couldn't ask for anything else.
Now, the other night, Fabian, you had a industry showcase in Sydney. How did that go?
Oh, it went absolutely, like, crazy. I'm speechless. To see so many fans there that supported me from day one, it's just crazy.
Any plans to pop down to Melbourne and maybe come and do a little bit of a show down here?
You know what? We're actually looking into that now, and I'm more than happy to go down to Melbourne, even go up to Brisbane, Adelaide, Northern Territory, Western Australia. It doesn't matter, anywhere, just to perform for everyone and hopefully one day I get to perform for you guys.
well, maybe you could pop in and see us next time
when you come down to Melbourne. Yeah, definitely. I'd love to.
I've heard you make a great pasta, so maybe we could go out and have a pasta.
Oh, definitely.
Now, Fabian, Joy 94.9 is Australia's only gay lesbian radio station. We added your track last week, so we're already playing Blame It on the radio. People are loving it.
Oh, thank you so much for that. I'm so happy to hear that.
Fabian, your debut single, Blame It on the Radio, is on iTunes, so make sure everyone buys it. Thank you so much for joining us today on Australia's only gay lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
That's fine. Thank you so much for having me.
All the best for the music career, and please pop in and see us next time you're in Melbourne.
Sure thing. I'll be more than happy to come down.
Cool. See you, Fabian.
See you.
See ya, bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.